This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. COVID hospitalizations are up for the first time in a week, with 833 Coloradans hospitalized, 30 more than the day before. Officials are watching that metric closely after warning holiday season gatherings could push numbers higher. The first COVID vaccination clinic in Pueblo for residents 70 and up was full before it opened this morning. Sheriff Kirk Taylor.
I want to thank those of you that were patient and apologize to those of you that were inconvenienced here from our community.
Officials say they vaccinated roughly 700 today. Plans are underway to upgrade security at the state capitol building after it was spray painted and doors and windows were damaged during protests last year. The $10 million plan includes a fence around the building, new cameras, and reinforced doors and windows. Representative Susan Lontine chairs the Building Advisory Committee.
We want to respect that the Capitol is the people's building, but we also need to balance that with our safety.
The plan may gain new urgency after last week's breach of the U.S. Capitol. And former Colorado Springs City Councilwoman Helen Collins has died at the age of 64, reportedly of natural causes. She was known for her association with anti-tax advocate Doug Bruce, author of the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. In 2016, the council censured Collins for an ethics violation. 33 in Denver, 29 in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.